It is a time for sports, and that means if it's time for sports, it's time to bring in that big Yankee fan, Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I got a lot of sleep last night, I feel good. I'm ready to go, and I'm sure I'll be wasted by the time noontime comes around.
Why is that?
I just don't hold on to my energy anymore at 65 like I used to.
You know?
I mean, not this top of the, you know, the top of the, when you get up in the morning and it's everything's clear, crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
I can never hold on to that for more than 6 to 8 hours.
See, I'm not at that point yet. When I wake up in the morning, I'm still foggy.
Okay. So but then you get clear later on.
Yeah.
See, I don't get the clearer later on. So anyways. But, so let's go to sports. First of all, how did we do this weekend at Saratoga?
Let's see here now. So I picked the seventh race with a late and Abel Tasman, and I picked a late. And once again, for 2 years in a row, a late got screwed. Abel Tasman whacked her in a stretch, and the ref and the stewards did not make a disqualification. Mike Smith must have pictures of the stewards with goats or something, because he gets away with murder at Saratoga. So we ran second in that race. In the next race, and the track up there really changed over the weekend. It was, for Saturday and Sunday, it was a paved highway. It was speed favorite. If you got in front, you won. And so I adapted my picks to that, but, you know, I didn't know that when I was doing it on Friday morning. The ninth race was the forego, and our pick, No Dozing and Limousine Liberal, did not run much. And Whitmore upset the field at a big price. This, you got 8-1 on this horse, which you'll probably never get again. In the Sword Dancer, my pick, Spring Quality, was up against it. This horse didn't close, and it was a gift in this race. If you play the speed with Glorious Empire, came back with a $33 mutual payout. And the funny thing about this was earlier in the year, In the Bowling Green up at Saratoga opening weekend, Glorious Empire and Channel Maker ran 1-2, and it's not actually 1-2, but dead heated. They ran 1-2 in this race on Saturday, and that gave you back a little more than a $250 exacta. So it was as plain as the nose on your face there. We didn't hit that, but we saved the best for last. I said I loved Catholic Boy in the Travers. I said Good Magic wouldn't run a lick, and that's exactly what happened. Good Boy won the race, paid $16.20, so we saved the best for last at Saratoga on Saturday. Catholic Boy went out, sat second with the speed, pulled away in the stretch, and it was all over but the crying. Catholic Boy won convincingly.
Yeah, I actually watched that race. I actually watched it. Yeah, it was just blew away at the end.
Yeah, it was a real easy win for him, and $16.20 was a great price for the horse. And like I said on Friday, no horse has won the Haskell and went on to win the Travers since 2001, so the Haskell, what I call the Haskell hex, continues.
All right, so where else do you want to go in sports now?
We can go to baseball. The Yankees beat up on Baltimore this weekend. And I think this was the first series of the season where the Red Sox were swept. They got beat up every game this weekend by Tampa Bay. They got beat up Friday night. I was watching. I didn't watch yesterday. They got beat 9-1. So the Yankees picked up a few games on them. But the difference between the Yankees and Boston, which is now 6, is still larger than the lead that the Yankees have in the wild card. So anything's still possible. The Astros straighten out their ship. They've won their last 5 in a row. And Oakland A's are holding sway, too, winning their last 3. Both of them have won 7 out of their last 10. So the lead on the Astros is 1.5 over Oakland. And what you know, they play each other a series starting tonight.
Are the Red Sox problems based around the fact that they don't have their best starting pitcher?
The Red Sox have no problems. Okay. I mean, they've played 132 games. And this is the first time all season they lost 3 in a row. It's not a problem. Sooner or later, you have to hit a road bump.
Yeah.
And they hit one this weekend against Tampa, who played unconsciously against them. And it just happens. If the Red Sox go on this week and lose 2 out of 7, well, then maybe something's wrong. But I don't foresee it happening. They play the Marlins. Who else, if you can hand pick somebody to play after a 3-game losing streak, would you want sooner play than the Marlins?
That's right. You're absolutely right. All right. Anything? Where else do you want to go in sports?
Where else can we go? The Hawaii team won the World Series. They beat the Georgia team for the U.S. championship on Saturday, and they shut out South Korea yesterday 3-0. So very, very good showing by Hawaii. They went through the whole tournament out in Pennsylvania without a loss, and they didn't give up a heck of a lot of runs either. So these kids from Hawaii, they showed it really, really well for the little kids at, for the world of how to play baseball. They played very, very well.
All right, and
I watched a little bit of the Giant Jet game Friday night because I was out having a few cocktails, and that they had that on TV. They had that on TV and didn't have the Yankee game on. But they had the Boston Tampa game on. They had the Giant Jet game on like 4 TVs, and they didn't have the Yankee game on. We had to ask to get that put on. So the Jets looked pretty good. Their starting team moved the ball at will against the Giants. The Giants stayed in the game early with a punt return, and then they moved the ball pretty well too. So I think the thing you can say coming out of that game is both teams' defenses are pretty bad.
All right. Now, did you what did you think of those uniforms the major leaguers wore this weekend?
I think it's stupid.
I don't understand it.
You can't understand it?
I don't know why they're wearing them like
people.
That.
Because people will go in their pockets and for little Johnny and little Joey, go out and buy them the other uniforms. That's why. That's all it's about.
I mean,
it's all about spending money.
I wouldn't have mind the uniforms if they didn't have the stupid nicknames on them.
They look like softball players. When I was at the track yesterday, my friend said, "Oh, who's winning the Little League game?" And I said, "That's the Mets playing. That's not the Little League game."
I thought they looked like softball players, too.
Exactly. They look like morons. It's not the players' fault.
No.
And then the nicknames, the only good thing about the weekend with what they wore was they had a little show on yesterday of how the guy makes all these custom spikes for them. That was about it, but I think it was dumb.
All right. Oh, well.
Did you see the one coach on the Yankees?
Yeah, he had to.
He had on his back. I'm not CC.
That's right, because he's a big, heavy guy. That was great. That was funny. That was funny.
Yep, and another guy had something. They had a thing on TV that where I think it was ESPN messed up, and they had the guy's first name, for lack of a better name, John, and the second. Oh, I think. It might have been Mike Trout. I don't think it was. No, it wasn't Mike Trout. John, and then it said no last name. So on the back of his shirt, he put no last name. it's just dumb. I don't understand it.
All right.
Like I said, it's all it is to sell more jerseys to kids with people's parents that get their kids everything they want.
What's your Saratoga pick today?
Saratoga today, hoping that the speed continues. Fifth race, it's a mile on the inner turf. The sixth horse, Change Will Do You Good. This horse has a lot of speed, should get the lead, and hopefully with Caramouche, make every step a winning step. So fifth race, the sixth horse, 4-1, Change Will Do You Good. That's my pick for today.